And a place like a dark road alongside a graveyard is
spooky.
She isn't afraid now, but she, if in the past she was, you'd say she's not afraid now, but she.
She used to be.
Or you might say, I don't understand why she's afraid. If she wasn't in the past, you'd say, I don't know why she's afraid. She
didn't used to be.
Somebody who leaves a lot of money on a table and the door unlocked, you might say, he's mighty
trusty.
Or he's mighty. If somebody drives down the road without looking at the road and with their arm around the girlfriend, you might say, he's a mighty something driver.
Sorry, driver.
If they didn't care, it would be a
callous.
There's nothing really, this is a word that that I know you've used, but it's gotten a little different meaning now. There's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of
cranky.
And what else might you say?
Crazy.
Well?
Funny.
Would you ever say she acts kind of queer?
Yes, I've heard that.
And does it have any other meaning for you?
Well, I guess it would be. Queer would be a better word.
But I mean, does the word queer, does it mean anything than acting strange?
I don't know if it would or not.
All right. Is somebody who makes up his mind and nothing can make him change it is mighty
stubborn.
Is there any other word that might mean the same thing?
Well, I don't think of another one.
You ever heard the word ornery?
Yes.
Yeah, think that's the same thing.
Yeah, I think about the same thing.
If somebody you can't joke with about losing his temper, you say, he's mighty. If he gets mad easy, you say, he's mighty.
Touchy.
Right. Or if you say, I was just kidding him, I didn't know he'd get
mad at that.
Mm-hmm. Or is there any other word to mean mad? I use the word ugly sometimes, but you might think of another one. You ever heard of head up?
Yes, I don't think I'd ever thought of it.
That's an old one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
If somebody's about to lose his temper, you tell him to just
hold on a minute.
And what does that mean, Wanda?
Just stop and think or listen.
If you'd been working very hard, you'd say you were very
tired.
You know what that word means, don't you?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard any other terms to describe that?
Well, I heard folks say I just give out.
Any others?
Run down.
Bag down.
Yeah.
I've heard that. If you used to wear out, you've heard people use worn out, he's worn out.
Yeah.
You might say I'm completely
fagged out.
Or using that same word, you might say, well, I just used it, so I shouldn't have done that warning. That's what I was thinking of. He came home early from school because he was you hear that somebody's in the hospital and you say, he was looking fine yesterday. When was it that he